Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio
without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Hello, you are listening Diversity Records.
We are young people from all the parts of Europe.
Today you listen to voices of OSH, interviews and sound creation. But first,
listen to Vox Populi at the market.
Good morning to everybody.
Hi everyone.
This is Mobile Radio, I am Gerardo.
And I am Laszlo.
Yeah, today me and Laszlo go around the market in OSH for interview some people of this village and know how they think about the traveling in Europe. Thank ever to Georgiana at technical part. Laszlo, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Let's go in the market. Et vous, vous comment appelez?
Alain.
Alain, d'accord.
Voilà. Alain. Je viens du coin, là.
Ah, d'accord, de Auch. Vous êtes de Auch?
Non, à côté d'Auch, mais bon, c'est tout proche d'Auch.
Et combien de langages vous parlez?
Un et un chouïa d'anglais.
Ah, d'accord, à l'école?
Quelques mots d'anglais. Oui, à l'école, oui, pendant des années, mais une mémoire très, très volatile. Tout s'envole.
Et ces dernières années, vous avez fait un voyage à un autre pays d'Europe?
En Irlande.
En
Nous
Irlande?
Sommes allés en Irlande, là, une semaine, quoi.
D'accord.
Avec des gens de mon âge, donc c'est-à-dire des jeunes de 70 à 80 ans.
70, non, moi. Et vous aimez l'Irlande? Il y a beaucoup de trucs différents dans la France? Et s'il y a, quels trucs sont différents?
Oh, des choses différentes, oui. Bon, mais déjà, c'est un peuple... Enfin, c'est un pays assez développé, assez sauvage, tout ça.
D'accord.
Et les gens sont très, très accueillants. Voilà, non, on a bien aimé.
D'accord.
Ils ont été...
D'accord, l'Espagne, c'est à côté. Quelle ville de l'Espagne?
C'était où en Espagne? Valenciennes.
Valenciennes, d'accord. Et qu'est-ce que tu mangeais à Valenciennes?
Des produits locaux.
D'accord. Et sont plus bons les produits locaux de l'Espagne,
ouais.
Ou ici?
Oui, en Espagne.
En Espagne?
Non, ici, c'est
et sont plus beaux les filles de l'Espagne ou de l'Angleterre?
Ils sont moches, j'ai pas regardé, je suis en couple.
D'accord. Merci beaucoup. Merci voilà. Beaucoup, Tom.
European Talks. We make your voice heard wherever you are.
Wo auch immer du bist.
Ovunque tu sia.
L'écoute reboot.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name, please?
My name is Stephanie Bolzinger. I'm from Innsbruck, Austria.
And what do you do for working?
I work in InfoEC, that's the Youth Information Center in Tyrol. And there, and I'm also a safer internet trainer.
Since when?
I work in the InfoEC since a year, so I started a year ago, and since 2019 I'm also a safe internet trainer.
Yeah. Okay. And that's why we are
yeah.
here, because why are you interested about safe internet?
Because in my line of work I have seen that it's really important that especially young people learn how to use the internet, smartphone, social media in a responsible way. For example, in Austria they often do something illegal, although they don't know it's illegal. So it's really important to inform the young people.
And can you present one project you manage at the InfoEC?
At the InfoEC...
Around Safer Internet.
Around Safer Internet. So, we try to install a My Internet Check, that you can go to us and we will give you basic information. How looks a secure password? How can I change my settings at Instagram, at Snapchat? What am I allowed to do, what I'm not allowed to do? And then they get a confirmation, because sometimes they're not live at home but somewhere else, and they need a confirmation to use the internet where they live, and that they have talked to us and have information how to use the internet responsibly.
And are teenagers interesting to learning more about safer internet? Are they involved?
Yeah, in the beginning they always, I know everything. And yeah, they know how to use a phone probably better than I do, or how to use Instagram better than I do. But when you tell them, for example, do you know that if you use Snapchat, the photos are not gone because they are saved on a server or something like that? They are, what? No, I didn't know that. And I didn't know that this is illegal and I'm not allowed to do this and that. So then they get interested and they ask the questions they want to know the answers to. Yes.
And what it means for you, a safer internet, and what are the dangers on internet?
For me, safer internet doesn't mean no one ever should use the internet, but it means you should use it in a responsible way. You should think about what are my privacy settings, what do I want to post on the internet, what do I want to share with the world.
The danger?
And the danger, of course, for especially for teenagers, is often around the topic sex, because they send pictures where they're naked and then they get extortion, it's called, so they get blackmailed to send other pictures or even money so they won't get public. Or very often adults tell teenagers they are the same age and want to meet, but usually they want to get in sexual contact with a minor. So that's a big problem.
And you try to speak and inform also?
Yes, we give tips. How can I make sure this is really a person who is my age and not older? Or what can I do if it happens? How can I get help? Who will help me?
And what is the next project?
My next project will be in October. I will be on a discussion about video games, yes, and how to use them responsibly, and hopefully the parents will go home and not think that video games are the devil anymore. So that's my goal.
Great, so thank you. And if we want more information, there is perhaps Facebook or...
So you find information about safe internet on the MyInfec website, and Safer Internet as project is also on Facebook, on Twitter, and on also has a website.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to discover more
about our interests?
Listen to the
following interview.
Okay, hello everyone. This is RAC 5.1. I am Laszlo. You are tuned into Radio 8. Here we are with Jacob, and we were talking about video game making. And first question, who are you and what do you do in the video game making?
Okay, hello. My name is Jakub. I'm from Czech Republic. And video games are something that I've been dreaming of, like working in the industry has been something that I've been dreaming about since I was a little child. And I was fortunate enough to actually had the opportunity to work for a gaming studio when I was straight from the university. And I started working in marketing, in the community department, and then moved to marketing. So it's been 4 years now.
I see. And what sort of game to marketing?
So when I was working for the studio, the name was Madfinger Games.
And Madfinger Games?
Madfinger Games, yes. You know it?
I have heard of it.
Okay, so then you know that it's a mobile studio. They make mobile games. And they've made plenty of mobile games, and quite successful, actually. But at a certain point, I wanted a change, so I quit. And I started working freelance, so now I'm working for indie studios located in Czech Republic. So I'm working for CBE Software and Wood Dog Games.
And you were a marketer?
As a marketer, yes.
As a marketer, yes. I see. Okay. The next question is, what is the most challenging to marketing a game? In the game industry, it's really hard to market a game because it's a really big market. What do you think about?
Well, the thing is that especially in mobile mobile gaming, it's the market is super saturated by new games. You have thousands new games every day joining the Google Play Store and Apple Store. So you have to somehow find a way how to be seen. That's marketing.
Exactly.
And you have to be smart about it, because usually if you're an indie developer, you don't really have enough money to spend on the huge campaigns and so on. So you have to first really think about who you are making the game for. You need to seriously research your audience.
For example, adults or...
Exactly, children. But also ages and incomes of the target audience, their hobbies and so on. Because once you have all that information, you can start crafting your campaign and make it as efficient as possible and spend the money wisely, not just splash them on, Google AdWords and so on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you make sure that you don't throw the money out the
window. Absolutely. So, but back to your question, I think that the most difficult thing is to stand out and to have, because sometimes even the game doesn't really have a personality, but the marketing can give the game a personality,
Yes.
So we achieved this with one of our games, which was quite bland. I'm not going to say the name of the game, but I think that we achieved something great when during the marketing we sort of made the game more interesting than it actually was,
So that will be a new project? Or?
That is something that has happened already.
I see. Mm-hmm. And do you have any future plan? What is the next step in your work?
Okay, so I will try to finish these two projects that I'm working on, because I think that both of them are very promising. One of them is a horror game with a lot of really interesting stuff, super psychological fear, not just jump scares and so on. So that should be interesting. And the second one is a very promising mobile game for, for the whole family. So entirely different stories, one is for a very hardcore, mature audience. One is for the whole family. So I will try to finish these two projects. And then maybe if it's successful, I might actually try to create a company of my own focused on marketing.
I see. And one last question. Mm-hmm. What is the platform that you use? Mobile platform, Android, iOS.
So the game, the Wood Dog Games game is on mobile phones, and it's on iOS and on Android. And the horror game is a PC game, which is also going to come to PlayStation 4 and to Xbox.
Thank you very much, and stay tuned.
What's the sound of Osh?
Listen to it.
D'Artagnan, c'est un des mousquetaires. Donc, il a travaillé avec le roi de France dans les années 1700. C'est l'emblème de la ville. Donc, c'est pour ça qu'il y a une statue.
Après, c'est aussi une image de marque par rapport au Gers. C'est-à-dire qu'il y a pas mal d'entreprises qui se servent du logo de D'Artagnan et de l'image de marque D'Artagnan au niveau économique, notamment en matière de foie gras.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
Diversity Records.
Your radio without borders.
It's up to you.